Hi there, this is Elstar with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, October 19th. As always, this podcast and the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, brought to you by our friends at Amwager, amwager.com, a great legal online wagering site covering most tracks in North America and all over the world as well, with some great perks for the bettors. Amwager.com. To get the written version of the podcast, which is the Key Races and Bets blog, go to amwager.com, click on Handicapping and Elstar's blog. For this weekend's blog on Saturday, October 19th, we're going to cover a three-way sequence at Keeneland, where full fields and great prices have been the name of the game so far this meet. We're going to start in race 5, post time 3:18 Eastern. And a couple things to note about this maiden race for two-year-olds, mostly starting their career, some which continue to improve to the point they may be mentioned in the same breath as Kentucky Derby contenders next year. The first of those, which have run, it appears up to 5, may want the lead. It may only take 2 or 3 to battle for the lead. So I'm going to go with some first-time starters and hope they have the style that is not going for the lead. Tranquility Base is one of those, working every 6 to 8 days over the past 6 weeks for fitness. He's by Tappet, cost $400,000 at auction, so is thought of highly. His dam has produced 2 horses to race. Both were runners, one winning first out. Larry Jones wins with more than an average percentage of first-time starters, and I'll give Tranquility Base look for wagers. Offers value here in a race that's this wide open, opening at 12-1. Numidian is another first-time starter, opens at high odds, 15-1 to be exact. The reason both he and Tranquility Base open at high odds is the public nearly always bets horses, gravitates towards horses with experience. But there's no problem backing first-timers like this one. He put in a strong 5th of 30 workout to cap a nice series on 10-11 at Keeneland. And like Tranquility Base, Numidian's dam produced a first-out winner, and that kind of precociousness could be passed along to him. Catalano wins with a pretty good 20% win rate first out, uses Channing Hill, his son-in-law, who is his number one winning jockey, and that's another reason to take a look. Elusive De Oro has run second in all 3 starts to date, is not a horse which appears to be need the lead to win. He rallied from 8th to 2nd in his debut, and in his 2 other starts he went to the lead and faded a bit but held 2nd. He gets a key change at Santana, who's likely to take him back a little bit and having a tremendous Keeneland meeting, such as when riding $31 winner Marzo to victory in the Sycamore Stakes on Thursday. In race 5 at Keeneland, post 3:18 Eastern on Saturday, October 19th. We should make win bets on 2 of these 3, Tranquility Base, Numidian, and Elusive De Oro, at odds of 4-1 or more, getting value for the risk. When making multiple win bets, try and use a Dutching tool to do the work of allocating your wagers. You can pick how much you want to bet or how much you want to win, and the math is done for you. Amwager has a free Dutching tool among many other great perks. We're going to play some doubles in this sequence. In race 5, we're going to use Tranquility Base, Numidian, and Elusive De Oro. And in race 6, we'll use Boss of Bourbon Street, Extra Medium, Smile Bryant, and Echo Alpha 6. Moving on to race 6 at Keeneland, post 3:51 p.m. Eastern, 12:51 Pacific on Saturday the 19th. And all of these have 1 career win, and they all have a few losses to go with them. But I like horses in this situation who won their last start because they haven't fallen into bad habits yet, even though they didn't win before that. Boss of Bourbon Street is one of those who won his most recent race rather easily by 6 lengths. What's significant is the win came at the same 7-furlong trip, and it came in his 2nd start coming back from 8 months off. So he could improve physically off the effort, as well as that win came the first time he was in a claiming race. Fits perfectly at this claiming now winners of 2 level. Extra Medium also won his most recent race, also at the 7-furlong trip. The win came on all weather in Illinois, and horses shipping in from Arlington to Keeneland have repeated their efforts a few times here at some prices, so another big race could be good enough to win his 2nd in a row. Smile Bryant ran poorly in his most recent race on 8:28 following a big effort where he led in the stretch, was beaten the neck at 7 furlongs. He also finished 2nd in April in his only previous start at Keeneland, but significant on returning to good form off that bad effort as he's been gelded since that last start. Echo Alpha 6 returns from 9 months off and has been working well. He won his career debut, So we know he can fire fresh, and he looks to be overlooked in the wagering as he opens at 10-1. In race 6 at Keeneland Post, 3:51 Eastern. Similar strategy to the last one, but this case just two horses. Boss Suburban Street and Extra Medium can be bet to win a 3-1 or more. I think they're both going to go off a 3-1 or more, so bet them both and use a Dutching tool like the one at AmWager.com. Also, while you're at AmWager, you can check out the written version of this blog, this podcast, the Key Races and Bets blog. Exactly, we're going to box the four horses. We're going to box Boss of Bourbon Street, Extra Medium, Smile Brian, and Echo Alpha 6. Play doubles. In race 6, use Boss of Bourbon Street, Extra Medium, Smile Brian, and Echo Alpha 6. In race 7, use Marvin, Grand Ombre, Bunch, and High Holy. Moving on to race 7, post 4:24 Eastern on Saturday, the 19th of October. This is another wide-open maiden race for two-year-olds, equivalent of 12 to 15-year-old boys, and again, they could be horses we talk about next year. Marvin gets first look. He put in a strong workout at Keeneland in his most recent full-speed drill, the third best of 31 on the day, and I always feel like with two-year-olds working out, a lot of those other horses have to be older and winners, so that's pretty good. The dam has produced a first-out winner, and the trainer wins 22% above average with first-time starters. I like the outside post as well. Grand Ombre comes from the barn of Al Stahl, whose first-timers are prepared pretty well with a 25% win rate going back a few years. This one is a half-brother to a first-out winner, and the sire, FedBiz, has produced a decent 21% first-out winners with his first and second crop. And so this colt is bred to run well early in his career on both sides of the family tree. Bunch is another first-time starter, likely to be the highest odds of the horses at post-time. We really need to remind ourselves to be contrarian to these kinds of races, not be scared of high odds. Bunch comes from the barn of Joan Scott, very competent for many years. She's won with 4 of her last 16 firsters, a pretty good record, and Sire Race Day has his first crop this year, and a 5-for-20 record with first-time starters, so he could run well at high odds. High Holy rounds out the contenders here. Another first-time starter, opening at double-digit odds at 12-1. Owner Breener Silverton Hills really takes their time with their horses, so I expect him to be well prepared for his first race. In between a bunch of average morning drills, he put in a sharp 47 8/10 half mile, which shows he's fit, and the trainer doesn't start many first-timers, but fired with one under the radar at Keeneland at 11-1 last year, so I think High Holy has to be respected. Again, pick two of the four to win here at 4-1 or more among Marvin, Grand Ombre, Bunch, and High Holy, and add place bets on any of them at 6-1 or more. For the exacta, I'm going to box Marvin, Grand Ombre, Bunch, and High Holy. You can get my analysis, by the way, of the Lexus Raven Run. It is our EchoBase race of the week. Go to EchoBase.com or search for America's Best Racing and LSR's selections. Thank you so much for listening. Please check out our friends at AmWager.com, and we'll talk to you next week.